The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. If we are unaware, then the enemy is deeply at work. We're going to talk about that. Plus, who is it exactly that holds the testimony of Jesus? And finally, we examine the tactic Jesus used in dealing with Satan.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show, depending on how many times my voice cracks. What can I say? Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. All I can say is rip, 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 rip. What is she doing behind him? That's all I'm saying about that. Personal relationships. Spiritual observations, revelations, my life's insanities. You know, you just don't know. It's a nut house in my house. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. I prove that by making at least 6 mistakes in the intro. How about that? At least 6 that I can count. But that doesn't matter. You can call. You can share prayer requests, praise reports, trivia discussions. Doesn't matter. It's all cool because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Before we give a acknowledgement to our ministry partner, Clint, I just want to make a brief comment. There were 2 things that I saw yesterday in television that were impossible to miss. The artful dodge of the non-handshake.
Yes, that was awesome.
That was like,
it was like when you put your hand out and then they pull it up real fast and push their hair back.
I got to say, and don't get the wrong impression here, but that is like somebody going on a date and thinking they're going to go in and get a kiss. And then it just doesn't turn out
turns
that way.
Into a
it was
hug.
Like, wow, that was just brutal. And then the rip, rip, rip. And I'm just telling you, I'm just going to make this comment. I don't often do it, but I am going to make a comment on this. It seemed to me like Nancy Pelosi spent at least 99% of the time on that speech that Donald Trump gave thinking about what she could do to come back and get at him. And then she ripped it up and ripped it up. You're just sitting there and you're going, okay, our entire government is descending into madness. And sometimes when madness comes, there's messy stuff. And watch this. What do you do for messy stuff? You do our good friend Clint.
Save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right,
like that transition from messy stuff to Mr. Restore. That's the way to do it. If you've got any fire or water damage cleanup that you need help with, if you have smoke, wind, or flood cleanup that you need help with, if you've got a house that has a bathtub that just won't quit, that's not like the Red Sea. It won't split. It just keeps going over and over and over, and it's not doing well. If you've got apartment complexes that you manage, if you have office buildings, if you have anything else that's going on that is just getting ripped to shreds and you need help, Mr. Restore is your solution. It's very simple. Free evaluations, advanced drawing technologies. They work with all the insurance companies. They're A-plus rated with the BBB. They're over 50 years of restoration experience and thousands of happy customers. If you've got something going on and you need help, they are on site within 60 minutes. That's pretty good. MrRestore.com. That is where you want to go, MrRestore.com. Of course, you tell Clint you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, he might say, great. Bottom line there is they're also linked to HeMustIncrease.org. And their phone number, 877-631-7576, 877-631-7576. Also, they're connected to the Adaptive Training Foundation, something my wife and I support and we think is great, so we think that's great and that's cool. Okay? Okay. Let's cover a couple of the history. You know, I just couldn't get over that. Just the artful dodge on the handshake was like – that was like when somebody goes to shake your hand and then they move it really up fast to their head and they slick their head back, right? I mean, that was just – I thought it was pretty good. It's like, wow, that was a pretty good move. All the rest of it, I don't know. I mean, every commentator had every opinion in the world. That means nothing. Those people, they get paid to talk about each other.
I didn't stay up and watch it, but I saw some of the highlights, like the Tuskegee Airman that was 100 years old, and he got the award, and Rush Limbaugh getting the award, and there was a little girl that got a
scholarship. That's right. There were some pretty cool things in there. So, you know, we will be talking a little bit more about this as the year goes on. For those that don't know, we are 6 weeks away from 1 year.
OMG.
I know. It's like, wow, I can't believe that they haven't yanked me yet. Don't worry. The month is young.
Yeah, so is the day.
Yes, just relax, everybody. All right. Today, by the way, we get most of our weather in our lives. I get it from Wonder Julie. And did you know today is National Weather Person's Day?
Oh, I did not know that. Being a traffic person, everybody thought I did the weather. They'd always enter. This is our weather person. Not on the air, but people that I know. Uh-huh. She does weather. No, I do traffic.
You know, what's amazing, though, is how close they are connected. You can't really do one without
bad weather makes for bad traffic.
Yeah. I used to do the traffic, though, in San Diego on my live show. I used to just say, look, there's a yellow truck. It's traffic. Today is also National Signing Day for football players, college football players. It's World Nutella Day. You know that stuff, the sweetened hazelnut cocoa spread?
Yeah, not a fan.
Me neither. I like the goober, though, when I was younger, because it was easy to make peanut butter and jelly. I like that. And then today is also World Chocolate Fondue Day. I'm there. I'm just going to say.
Not kicking that one out of the room.
Yeah, that's staying. I'm just going to tell you. Finally, today is Astro Nut Day. Just wait a minute. Now, we have Nutella, and it's supposed to be Apollo 14 because it landed on the moon in 71, but it's Astro Nut Day. For those that don't know, on this day in 2007, which is 13 years ago, astronaut Lisa Nowak is arrested for attempting kidnapping after driving from Houston to Orlando, confronting another female astronaut who was dating her ex-boyfriend.
She was the one that wore Depends, so she didn't even have to stop.
I think she'd fit perfect in the Democratic Party in the House. Right up there.
Mars.
Yeah, come on. That's just a good one. All right. Let's move on to our teaching, and then everybody can get mad at me later. Nah, I don't care. I got too much going on to care. Let's see. I want to talk a little bit about the enemy. And I know we don't like that's not like, oh, well, that's our favorite conversation. No, it's not. But it's a reality conversation. And I was doing my devotions yesterday, came across a passage in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, that I'm going to get to in a minute. But before I get there, I want to talk about this passage in Revelation. Gets a lot of eschatological bounce, gets a lot of teaching from prophecy groups and for end time teachers. A lot of people discuss this about where this is and where this isn't. Let me read it. You'll know what I'm talking about. It says Revelation chapter 12, verses 13 through 17. When the dragon saw that he had been hurled to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. The woman was given the two wings of a great eagle, so she might fly to the place prepared for her in the wilderness, where she would be taken care of for a time, times, and half a time out of the serpent's reach. Then from his mouth the serpent spewed water like a river to overtake the woman and sweep her away with the torrent. But the earth helped the woman by opening its mouth and swallowing the river that the dragon had poured out of his mouth. Then the dragon was enraged at the woman and went off to wage war against the rest of her offspring, those who keep God's commands and hold fast their testimony about Jesus. Wow. I mean, that's all you read that, and you just go, wow. You say almost nothing else you can say. Here's the bottom line. I don't care, and I mean this in the most sincere, loving, positive way. I don't care where you put this eschatologically. It also has a practical application right now. And the practical application is the dragon is making war against the offspring, those who keep God's commands and hold fast their testimony about Jesus. And that means that you, as a Christian who desire to keep God's commands, no, you might go up and down on how you do on it. It's not talking about that. It's talking about those who hold fast their testimony about Jesus. You've not denied you're a Christian. You're trying to move forward in your faith. You're trying to get it done right. Well, guess what? You have an enemy. When you said yes to God, you said no to Satan. And believe me, according to the passages all throughout Scripture, from Genesis to Revelation, he don't like you. He does everything he can to deceive you, to hurt you, to wound you. In fact, in the next segment, I'm going to get into a Greek word that's fascinating regarding how the devil seeks to oppress people. All right? But what I want you to catch is that if you are not aware that Satan is against you, I am trying to bring that to the forefront. And if you are a Christian and you know that Satan's real, but you know what? In your 40 years of a Christianity, you've never really seen him do anything. He's just that good. And you think, well, how good is he? Well, he's not God. He's not omniscient. He's not omnipotent, is not any of those things, but he has been dealing with humanity since the beginning. And one would think that if you dealt with mankind for 5,000 plus years, you kind of know what the flow is and how things go. You might just attribute that there might be an understanding that has grown as he has encountered us on a regular basis. Here's the bottom line. You are a target of the enemy. One of the things that escapes Christians is they think, well, God is allowing it, and therefore there's nothing else that can be done, and you just leave it there. It's funny because when Jesus was talking to Peter, he said, Satan has asked to sift you like wheat. I mean, he wants to go after you. And there is this understanding in the Old and the New Testament that Satan is not our friend. He asked to go after Job. He even tried to make it a taunting where he says to God, you got a hedge about him. No wonder he likes you. He thinks everything's great. Everything's fantastic. Let's take that hedge away and let's beat him up and take everything away he has. Let's see if he curses you then. The enemy has to ask permission, but don't misunderstand that's because God is sovereign over all. The enemy has a desire and a passion to eliminate you, your effectiveness, your happiness, your joy, your existence, your relationship with God, and anything that can glorify God. He just wants to get rid of it, and he just wants to get rid of you. And if you're not aware that Satan hates you, it's time to step up to the big boy table and recognize what Scripture says all throughout. There is an enemy that has a passion against you. And if he can direct things in your direction, he will. And in fact, Peter even says that he's like a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. He's looking for it. So as Christians, I think it's a pretty good idea for us to get on board, get in tune with God, and recognize we've got the best friend ever in the universe, yay, and the worst enemy your mind can imagine. We come back, we're going to start dealing with that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, we'll be back.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-484-6637. 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Woman walks into window and sues for injuries. Play that again. Apparently now being moronic entitles you to sue. Here's the problem. The person walked into a window and sued the restaurant owner because there was a window there. I want to say two things. One, my dog has more common sense than that because my dog stops at the window and waits. And number two, I guess with the $100,000 the woman is trying to get, she can buy a sensor that goes off and she can wrap it around her forehead so that whenever she's going to come close to an object, it will beep for her. What do you think? That's a good one.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, 972-445-0770. You're always welcome to call and say howdy. We don't mind. And our website, HeMustIncrease.org. And I will tell you that we have on there an opportunity for a donation. You hear me talking about that more and more because our credit card has less and less. We pay like $1,000 or, you know, whatever the amount is, we pay on a regular basis to be doing the radio, and doesn't include any costs or anything like that. And we want to keep doing it, but we need help to get there. So you just pray about it and see if the Lord moves you on that. And every gift is a blessing. We appreciate it. We appreciate, by the way, the emails. I've gotten a lot of emails, and I so appreciate those. I like the emails more than money, because the emails encourage me just to keep going and keep going and keep going. It's just what it is, and just to find a way to keep things moving forward. And if you ever want to send an email, drop a line, it's a blessing for us. We greatly appreciate it. That you can do either by going to HeMustIncrease.org, and there's a Contact Us button, or you can send an email to David@HeMustIncrease.org. We have not forgotten a single person, nor do we forget a single day to pray for the email people that have sent it in, as well as the audience in general. Let's give some acknowledgement, because tomorrow in our studio is going to be our very own Stephanie Vasquez.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this, I can help.
Stephanie can help you. Here's the bottom line. If you're trying to put together some type of foundation that you can build off of in regards to either your savings, your life insurance, just putting it together so that you can have an idea of what you have, there is nothing wrong and everything right with talking to somebody, getting counsel, and getting insight. You have no obligation, no requirement to utilize Stephanie or her services or her company. But I will say, New York Life Insurance Company is a great company. I've benefited from their work before, just to let you know. And Stephanie is an agent with New York Life Insurance Company, and they have excellent, excellent teachings. In fact, I'll tell you right now that New York Life Insurance Company was the company that taught me 35 years ago, had a prospect. 35 years ago, they still used the same system, one of the best there ever is. Here's the bottom line. Stephanie will be able to meet with you, talk with you, walk you through, and help you develop a plan, which is what you really need. It's just some kind of plan. Let's just get something going, get something in process. She is connected to our website, hemusincrease.org. You can also go to Facebook or LinkedIn, and you just type in Stephanie Vasquez, NYL. For New York Life, NYL. You're also welcome to give her a phone call, her direct line, 214-499-5378, 214-499-5378. She will be in tomorrow. Looking forward to it, because she's just, you know, it's just like when we had Kimberly on yesterday and in the studio for the first time, and I had a chance to even have some texts with Clint today, and you got Johnny and you got Stephanie. These people are just, they're genuine Christians trying to move further in the Lord. I just like that. I just think that's what I want the show to have, is people like that that are hungry for the Lord and trying to just move forward in Him. I just think stuff like that's great. All right, so I'm going to have to do trivia in the next segment because of how much material I'm going to try and cover in this short little time. So you're just going to have to bear with me a little bit. I'm talking about the enemy. I'm talking about Satan, the devil, the enemy, demonic powers, the whole thing. And people are like, you can't talk about that. Like, yes, yes, you can. And for people that are afraid to talk about that, see, that's how good Satan is. People won't even talk about him. It's like, that's how good he is. Well, that was back in Jesus' day. Hey, so was salvation by faith. So if you're having a problem there, salvation by faith. Okay. Just thought I'd point that out. Actually, that was even prior with Abraham's time, but fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is to say he's an enemy. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, I am afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ. Paul writing to the Corinthian church in the second letter, and he's not even, this is not religious, by the way. He's not going, well, I'm afraid you're going to be removed from religion. That's not what he says. He says, I'm afraid you're going to get led astray from the simplistic devotion to Jesus Christ. There's no rules. There's no regulations in this. There's devotion. And he's really concerned that they, as a church and as a group of believers, is going to be moved away from that. And you think, wow, that's rather intense in its conversation. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. The English Standard Version says this, whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. Now, we know that salvation is a part of that, and that statement's not what we call an all-inclusive statement in the sense that there's no other purposes for Jesus to come, but this is a big deal, and for some reason, you can't talk about it. I don't even know why. And I think the best thing in the world for any person in the world to be involved in some kind of demonic deliverance, you'd be like, oh, yeah, there's a real devil. You'd be like, yep, there ain't no question there. Because the enemy is against the people of God. And Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. That doesn't unwrap 2,000 years later because we're such know-it-alls. I mean, that's absurd. That's just how good Satan is, that he would get people to think that. And so in my devotions yesterday, I'm doing my Acts. So I do Acts, Hebrews, then I have my Genesis one, and then I have another one. Where am I on the other one? Titus. So bottom line is, this is the passage I came across, did a real in-depth study on it, and this is the verse. It's Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and he went around doing good and healing all those who were under the power of the devil. I thought, well, that's just a weird way to phrase that. I think I want to check out some other versions to see what they would say. And here's what they said. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. Another version says he went around healing all those that were oppressed. Another version says he healed all those who were under the tyranny of the devil. And it's like, wow. there's some stuff going on here. I mean, the devil's doing some activity. Jesus delivering and setting people free. I don't know how you can't think that that's applicable now. So I did a Greek word study. Why? Because I'm like that. So the word kata denasteo is the Greek word that has to do with that word tyranny or oppressed. That's that same word, kata denasteo. And the word kata means down, and denasteo is kind of where you get dynasty, and that's an intensifying rulership. And the word in its most direct interpretation means powerfully bringing somebody down. Well, that's what the devil does. The devil powerfully brings people down. The second side of that definition is denying them the higher position or blessing they should enjoy. In other words, cutting them off from the opportunity to enjoy it. That's what the devil does. Satan is just fixated on you and I being denied any blessing that we should enjoy, and he's fixated on powerfully bringing us down. Why? Because he's cooked. It's over. His goose is gone. So he's just trying to inflict as much damage as can be done. It doesn't matter what the sifter, oh, there's Satanists now. Who cares? He loses. But while he's going out, he's trying to hurt as much as he can in his exit process. And the bottom line is we need to be aware of that because we're the ones he's trying to hurt. You think the devil is trying to hurt the world system? He's trying to hurt the world. Are you kidding? He loves the world. He's friends with the world system. He hates Christians and he hates Jews. That's a fact. He hates them because we represent the glory and the praise to God. And so he's just like, oh, I hate these guys. And his desire is to harshly treat us and to try and overpower us and to powerfully bring us down. That's his passion. That's why Scripture says in James chapter 4, verse 13, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil. This is verse 7. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. You have to submit to God first, so the power of God is operating and working in your life, so that when the enemy comes against you, who's he fighting against? God working inside of you. It's not you by yourself. It's the Jesus in you. It's the Holy Spirit working in you. And the enemy's goal is to powerfully bring you down and not let you ever touch to the blessing. He wants to keep you away from connecting with God. Why? Because if you connect with God, you can find this weird thing called peace. You can find this weird thing called grace. You find this weird thing called mercy and love. And you can find this weird thing called joy. And it's all these wonderful things that God, and the enemy just wants to keep us away. That's why he keeps us distracted. Biggest demonic spirit operating in the world today, much, much more powerful than greed or anything else. Distraction. Just keep them distracted. They won't know. They won't connect with God. It won't matter. And so we got to stand against that. I just want you to be aware of that. When we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about some of the classic warfare structures that we go through. Just the simple, honest ones that we all go through and see if any of them apply to you. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water,
what is the David Spoon Experience?
By the way, I found out just the other day, I know you don't know this, but I found out that I am one of the most hated people in the United States of America and in the world. Did you know that?
Because you're a middle-aged white guy?
Ha! Let me help you out here, son. Let me help you out. Not only am I a middle-aged white guy, by the way, thanks for the middle age line. Thanks, pal. I appreciate that.
I'm not that far behind.
Okay, well, that's not the point. The point is, I'm also, ready? I'm also Jewish, okay? So I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm Christian, so I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm conservative. I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm an American. Got a lot of people that don't like me right there. I mean, you see where we're going with this? And I have a talk show. So that's just, you put all those together.
My you got points, me left. Yeah, I love you, buddy.
I mean, come on. You know, just because they love me doesn't mean they're right. And just because they hate me doesn't mean they're wrong.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You're welcome to say howdy. I guess you could say howdy, partner. I don't know. I don't know how the howdy partner thing is supposed to go in Texas. I'm still learning. Website, hemustincrease.org, and the email, david@hemustincrease.org. If you're looking for our app on Android, you can actually type in He Must Increase, and it comes up number one. That's kind of cool. I mean, that's not bad. We also on that website have audio clips as well as video clips as well as access to our 2,500 podcasts, which cover a variety of subjects in a variety of different ways at a variety of different times. This segment dedicated and devoted to Kimberly McQuinn. So Kimberly was in yesterday. She did phenomenal. I was very, very proud of her. Very proud of how that went. Kimberly McQuinn, she is an associate broker and a realtor with Fathom Realty. I want to make sure everybody understands that. She's working with first-time buyers, experienced investors, foreclosers, short sales. She is deeply experienced in all facets of real estate. And she, you know, we were talking and she said, I felt a little bad because when you were saying, is there a big increase? She said, I had all these companies in my head, like, you know, Boeing and you know, Honeywell and all these companies that are coming to Texas. And she said, I just drew a blank. It's like, that's just your first interview. You get a lot more. Here's the bottom line. She knows what's going on. She's following the trends. If you are a person that is looking either to sell or to buy, you just want to talk to somebody that you don't think is going to try and do something weird. And you don't want to talk to somebody who's just doing it as kind of like a habit or just a hobby, I mean. You want it to be somebody who's got a passion for real estate and for advancing in real estate. Just going to keep it as simple as possible. Kimberly McQuinn has a connection to us. She's growing in the Lord. It's fantastic to grow with her. We encourage you to go to hemustincrease.org to connect to her website. Or you can go to turn2realtyteam.com. And why she has that is we have a kind of a campaign with her, and it's turn to Kimberly, turn to the best. And she wanted to take that campaign and make it more like turn to the Lord. So it's Turn, the number 2, RealtyTeam.com. Her phone number, 903-48-HOMES. 903-48-HOMES. Very, very happy to have her on board. Her and her husband, Tony, great people. And they're going through the same trials. I mean, each person that I know that's connected to us in any fashion is going through the same trials you're going through. It's just like, yep, that's part of it. Because it's through many tribulations one must enter the kingdom of God. And so that's kind of where we're heading in that. But we stand together. I'm going to tell you some one thing. You have to stand together. You have to support one another. The strength that comes from fellowship from one another is rippled throughout Scripture. Paul even said, I was refreshed by the coming of Titus. I mean, it was just like people are supporting one another is the most important part of that element of strengthening one another as things get tougher and tougher. And until the trumpet blows, they will, just to let you know. Okay, here's our first trivia question or our trivia question for the day. Where is the fruit of the Spirit found in the Bible? Where? What book? What chapter? Don't look it up on Google. That's just cheating. Where is the fruit of the Spirit discussed? 972-445-0770. We will be, not today, but we will be giving away more tickets for the basketball. So be aware of that. That's going to be coming forward as we move along. Where, though, for today's question, where is the fruit of the Spirit found in the Bible? I'm looking for the book and the chapter. Okay? Okay. It's all right. It's all right. Let's talk about the next element I want to discuss, and that is found in Ephesians chapter 6, and it says this. Ephesians 6, 10 through 12. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers and against authorities and against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. I think it wouldn't hurt for Christians to read this maybe once, at least every other day, to remember that the entire warfare that they go through is not always human on human. Just be good to know. Look at what the passage says. Be strong in the Lord and mighty in his power. Put on the full armor of God, of which Paul's going to enumerate what that armor is in a second, and take your stand against the devil's schemes. We have to take a stand against it. That means that there's schemes, and a scheme, in case you don't know, literally from the Greek word, means evil plan. Remember Dr. Evil and that whole thing with the secret agent Austin Powers and that whole Dr. Evil. Well, guess what? There's an evil, actual evil plan designed against you. And that's what the devil has. He has a scheme, an evil plan. All right. So let's talk to our person here on trivia, and then we'll get back to this. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Van.
Hey, how you doing, brother? How have you been?
Okay, man. How about yourself?
I've been doing fantastic. It's good to hear your voice. Good to hear your voice. All right, my friend, we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit, and we're talking about what book and what chapter?
Galatians 5:22.
That's correct, sir. You are great. Excellent job, my friend. I'm just going to go with you. Knew it right away, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
All right. That's good. That's really, really good. So that's the place where you get the fruit of the Spirit. I'll give you one thing that you can think about that's really interesting. So if the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and temperance, if those are the fruits of the Spirit, those are all things that God has for us.
Nine of them. Yep.
Right? Nine of them. And all for us from the Lord, because that's his fruit. Right? That's the fruit of the Spirit. Awesome. Good job, my friend. Excellent answer. Excellent job. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. You too. I love it. Our audience is like, bam, here it is, Brave. Got it. Okay, cool.
It's really good.
All right. So, again, let's go back to this evil scene. It's a great job on that, by the way. Ephesians 6. So you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood. I know you think it's against your brother, your sister, your neighbor, and everything, but there's more going on. It has been said by more people than C.S. Lewis, although by C.S. Lewis, that if everybody had the hood pulled off their head and they could see all the angels and demons at one time, they'd probably all freak out. I mean, freak out wasn't the word, but they'd all be very upset because there's so much activity going on, you don't even know. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against the powers of this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. So I want to just talk about some of the schemes. I mean, we need to open our eyes so that we are aware that we're fighting the dark side, to use a movie reference, and not always people. And here's some of the schemes. Here's the first, one of the big schemes Satan uses all the time. We're not worthy. You're not worthy. Why should you pray? You're not worthy. God, he doesn't owe you anything. He's not going to answer you because you're not worthy. You know what? The answer is, you're right, I'm not worthy. I'm totally unworthy. Jesus makes me worthy. And through Jesus and through his name, now I can come. Because nobody's worthy unless God makes them that way through the blood of Jesus Christ. Like, well, okay, you're right, I'm not. I'm only worthy through Jesus. I take it. Here's another one that I've encountered. The older I get, I encounter this one more and more. And that is that your life is wasted. Oh, I wasted this doing this and wasted this doing this. One of the things that has been discovered, not just by scientists, ironically, sociologists and psychologists, is many times we can't get to a better place until we go through certain elements to make us geared towards wanting to get to a better place. And I'm of the persuasion that God wastes nothing. I mean, even when Satan rebelled, instead of just wiping him out, it's like, I'll use him. It's like, I think the Lord doesn't like to waste stuff. And your life is not wasted. Maybe you had a couple of really bad years, but guess what? Through those bad years, guess what you figured out? There's better years to come, and there's better things that you want. You know, the if you have 7 years of famine, you will be in great appreciation of years of bounty. And that's something that you'll learn and that we all learn together. God's not wasted your life. And beyond that, if you look at the book of Joel, it's very, very specific. God is able to redeem time. And you think, how can he redeem time? Because God can make 1 year seem like 20, and 20 years seem like one. That's how. And that's what makes the difference. So don't let the enemy lie about stuff like that. Here's another one. God is far. He's not far. He's on Pluto. He's not on Pluto, which got demoted. It's not even a planet anymore. He's not far at all. He's a whisper away, so to speak. He's not even a whisper away. He's always there. Remember when Peter started sinking? How far away was Jesus? Right there, because he put his hand out and grabbed Peter. That's how close the Lord is. He's so close, he became one of us. So all that's just a lie. That's just a scheme from Satan to say God is far away. There's never enough financially. That's the one I go through. I don't know about you, but there's never enough. There's never enough money for this, never enough money for this. You're right. There's never enough. Without the help of God, it seems like it's never enough. But God knows what we need. He knows what our needs are. He knows what our wants are. He knows what's good for us and what's bad for us. And he has promised he will help us through the process. Does that mean it will happen the way we ask him to? Not always. Sometimes. But God has promised to be faithful in finances, and you will never, ever outbeat God in giving because he gave his son. So how will he not also, through him, give us all other things? So no, financially it's solid. And the last one I just want to bring up is the accusing of the brothers. Accusing of other brothers and accusing ourselves, because Satan is the accuser. And that's one of his biggest schemes, is to accuse each other. And it's like, yeah, when you start hearing a lot of things in your head about other people, you should just be ding, ding, ding. The enemy, Satan, is at work. So just be aware of these schemes and stand in the truth. And when we come back, we're going to look at what Jesus used to do all of that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Sometimes things go according to plan. Sometimes not so much. The Lord will always help his kids, but he does want us to use the wisdom he gave us as well. Insurance solutions are a great key for using preventative wisdom. If things do go in a tougher direction, insurance can be used to fill in the gap. There's biblical evidence for preparing for the future. King David did this for Solomon and the temple. Stephanie Vasquez has joined forces with New York Life Insurance Company to help provide insurance needs to fill in the gap. Stephanie hopes you never have to use the insurance she brings to you for life solutions. But if you do, it's good to know there's someone there who can help. Stephanie Vasquez will help you fill in the gaps. Call her today at 214-499-5378 or go to LinkedIn and type Stephanie Vasquez, NYL. That's LinkedIn and type Stephanie Vasquez, NYL. Stephanie Vasquez, New York Life Insurance, and you. A threefold cord is not easily broken. Ecclesiastes 4:12.
What is the David Spoon experience?
Jesus Christ, as the Lamb of God, for you and I, God provided his own burnt offering, his own lamb of sacrifice, because our presentations are not that hot. And this is where you get the understanding that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. How many? All. And the wages of sin is death. That's the result. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And God showed his love for us while we were still sinners, that Christ died for us. That's the love. He was the sacrificial lamb. And if you have never made that decision, I invite you right now to make that decision to acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And this is where you get John 3:16, which people will say is the gospel in a scripture, which is not far off. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. That gift is available for you. And if you have never exercised that acceptance of that gift, I encourage you to do so by saying this prayer. And don't go anywhere because I got another one for all of us. Heavenly Father, I surrender my life. Lord Jesus Christ, I give you my heart. Pour out your Holy Spirit, for I believe you rose from the dead, and I confess with my mouth you died for my sins according to the scriptures. You were buried, and 3 days later you rose again. You ascended to the Father and are coming back soon, and I thank you for this new life you've given me. I praise you and pray this in your name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are now a Christian. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Again, if you want to reach us, 972-445-0770. Our website, hemustincrease.org, coming off of John chapter 3, verse 30, where John said, he must increase, but I must decrease. I pray about this every single day. And I just, the more I think about it, the more I like this whole approach that I believe the Lord put me on this track. And it's like, no matter what happens, it doesn't matter what happens from radio or anything else, he must increase in my life. I must have more of him. I need more of him. I want more of him. And I must become less the center of all of the universe that I know and live for his glory and not for mine. It's just so right. As Christians, you just go, yeah, I got to try and do that. This segment is devoted to our good friend who will be in the studio tomorrow, Johnny Hill.
We're moving on now, to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky.
So menofgodmoving.com is their website. If you want, if you're on Facebook, you can type in Men of God Moving and see some of the posts that they make. Their number, 817-707-7672. 817-707-7672. Doesn't matter whether it's an office unit or an apartment or a house or a business or a building or a mansion. It doesn't matter. Men of God Moving works all of the angles, works all for the people, and he's got just phenomenal prices, and we just pray blessings upon them and thank them for all of their commitment and their love that they've given us and shown us throughout this time and this, just the Lord bringing us together, and it's just been a blessing to be able to help Johnny's expanding into ministry. If you listen to this show and you're hearing Johnny on the radio, I'm telling you, you are watching the expansion of ministry. You're listening to the expansion of ministry in a man's life. It's so cool. It's the coolest thing. All right, so we talked about who holds the testimony of Jesus in the very first segment. Then we talked about understanding that the enemy tries to move us away from the sincerity of devotion in Christ, and that the enemy attacks us with schemes. He's trying to beat us down. He's trying to defeat us. It's not a fable. If you think that Satan is a fable, you must think your salvation is a fable, since they are in the same genre, and Jesus talked about Satan as much as he talked about anything else. Talked about Satan a lot more. He talked about the poor, but you don't hear that from people. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is Jesus had a tactic dealing with Satan, and I just can't imagine we would ever want to use a different kind of tactic, because Jesus probably, not just in what he knew, but in demonstration, was just laying it out for us. I mean, this is for our sake, not for his. Matthew 4, 1 through 10, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." On basic survival, Satan tempted Jesus. Basic survival. Turn this bread. Turn these stones into bread. Most people think, well, what was the big deal about that? Because Jesus's power for the kingdom of God was not for personal use. And how did Jesus respond to Satan? How did he respond? Just a straightforward. Hey, he quoted Deuteronomy. Yeah. Hey, you know what? This is what the word says. Now, Satan's not an idiot. And I know people think he's an idiot. No, he's an adversary. He's not an idiot. And so what's the very next thing that Satan does? After Jesus quotes the scripture, verse 5, the devil took him to the holy city, had him stand on the highest point of the temple, and said, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you. They will lift you up in their heels, and so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." So right after Jesus uses the word of God to deflect Satan and his attack, Satan attacks with the word. What did Jesus say? "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Another passage out of Deuteronomy. Here's the key. Satan tries to use a portion of scripture without the balance of the rest of scripture in order to create some type of distortion. How did Jesus respond? "It is also written." So his first response is, "It is written," and his second response is, "It is also written." It's really hard to do this stuff if you don't know the word. Just saying. So the idea is for us to really know the word. Why? Because there's no way for us to be able to know how to respond if we don't know what the word says. So the very first temptation has to do with basic survival. The second temptation has to do with the word out of balance. And that word in Titus that talks about a heretic, that's any teaching that's to an extreme. Anybody that goes so nuts over anything but the salvation of Christ, you got to like go, careful. And you want to have the balance on scripture. You don't want to have just one scripture and then you need it. The best interpreter of scripture is scripture, period. It's what gives us the balance. So he gives another response using the word. Now I want to skip to the last one because the last one is just fascinating if you think about it. It says, again, the devil takes him to the very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said, "All this I will give you if you will bow down and worship me." Now, you know what that was all about? That was Satan trying to tempt Jesus, to bring a temptation to Jesus to take a shortcut to the Messiahship. Instead of Jesus having to go through the suffering and all that. So you remember, Jesus as Messiah, as the Christ, he's in control of everything. Just read Psalm chapter 2 and Psalm chapter 3 and Psalm 5. You'll find out everybody's going to bow down and worship. Everybody's going to bow down and worship. And he said, well, if you'll just bow down and worship me, Satan said, I'll just give you a shortcut. You won't have to go through all the rubbish. I'll just give you a shortcut to the goal, your ultimate goal here. Verse 10, Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. The response to the shortcut to the goal is worship God before everything else, no matter what, period. So Jesus gives three it is writtens. It is written, it is also written, for it is written. And those are his responses to Satan's temptations. Okay, watch this. Going to go out on a huge limb here. Just the biggest limb ever. If Jesus used the word of God to resist and fight against Satan, maybe we should too? I mean, if that's what Jesus used,
let me consider this.
Maybe we should do that too? But the key in that is to know what the word has to say. The key in that is to knowing enough of the word. And don't kid yourself. It's not like Satan doesn't know what that word says. He quoted it to Jesus. Believe me, he knows it. But he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. And the truth that is in you is more powerful than the lie or the father of lies. And the Holy Spirit in you is greater than he that is in the world. And if you stand in the truth by the power of the Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ with help from the Father, you can overcome the enemy. Because you are a child of the Most High God. Now, you can't overcome the enemy if you don't think he operates, because he's already got you snowed. So you don't want to, and you don't want to see a spirit behind every bad sound you ever hear in your life, but you don't want to be so oblivious you never hear it. So you pray for balance, you ask God to give you the wisdom, and the biggest thing of all, you submit yourself to God and you resist the enemy, and he will have to depart because God is then operating through you and in you. And that, my friends, is the key. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.